Colorado election officials determined Governor Jared Polis did not break campaign law when he sent Colorado residents a letter with their state tax refund checks earlier this summer. Chairwoman of the state Republican Party, Christy Burton Brown, filed a formal complaint claiming that Polis misled Colorado voters by rebranding the mandatory tax refund under the Taxpayer Bill of Rights as a Colorado cashback program. According to the Denver Post, Polis has said he sent the letter to explain the purpose of the checks. Republicans have accused him of using public funds for his re-election campaign. The investigators wrote that his letter fell within the confines of his official duties as governor, and the Colorado Cashback Program was a legislatively approved program rather than a campaign effort, as Burton Brown had alleged. Longmont City Council members expressed their support for tax-funded countywide wildfire mitigation efforts during Tuesday's council meeting. If approved, a 0.10% sales tax will be used to fund wildfire mitigation efforts. Those efforts include strategic forest and grassland management. The tax will add 1 penny to every $10 spent. According to the Daily Camera, the Boulder County Commissioners voted unanimously in August to include sales and use tax questions on the November 8 ballot, accompanied with a separate transportation sales tax extension. Adams City High School canceled all classes today in order to give police time to investigate a threat circulated on social media. KGNU's Claire Purnell has more.
Wednesday's class cancellation comes on the heels of the arrest of an Adams City High School student on Monday. The student was taken into custody Monday after bringing a handgun to school with him. The same day, three separate school districts in Colorado reported having experienced swatting, in which false emergency reports are called in for the purpose of mobilizing police. Late last night, Adams City High School announced the decision to call off classes today, citing district safety protocols. The Commerce City Police Department is assisting the school district in its investigation. For KGNU, I'm Claire Purnell.
A fire in Loveland damaged five commercial trucks Tuesday morning. Loveland Fire Rescue Authority sent fire crews to Southwest 14th Street and Taft Avenue after reports of a large fire in the area and found the trucks ablaze at the scene. Crews tamed the fire within 20 minutes of their arrival. Authorities say no injuries occurred and the cause of the fire remains unknown. Developers have kicked off construction work on a new affordable housing project in Broomfield. The Northwest apartments are rental homes meant for families earning 30 to 60% of the area's median income. Construction of the 50 apartments should be complete by next fall, according to BizWest. Boulder Shelter for the Homeless announced Monday they have appointed a new chief executive director. Greg Morris will take over for Spencer Downing next month. Downing has served as the shelter's interim executive director since October of last year. According to a press release, Morris has served in senior leadership roles for homeless and at-risk populations. Most recently, he was the executive director and co-CEO of HopeWorks, the largest homeless service provider in New Mexico. There, he helped create the first newly constructed single-site permanent supportive housing project in the state. The Boulder Shelter has 160 beds and has been in operation for 40 years. Boulder City Council approved an updated comprehensive flood and stormwater master plan last week. Council members say the plan focuses on keeping flood risk under control at the 16 major drainage ways in Boulder. The 308 acres of land is owned by CU Boulder. The plan will preserve 119 acres of land and 155 acres towards flood mitigation. According to the Daily Camera, Boulder plans to emphasize the projects that do the greatest good, first by analyzing a set of criteria, including cost, effectiveness, equity, life safety, and whether it has multiple benefits. Expect a high of 61 and a low of 55 in the Denver area. Showers are likely throughout the day. The National Weather Service expects widespread showers to bring moderate rainfall across northeast Colorado, and locally heavy rainfall is possible. Peak precipitation coverage and intensity will be on this evening tonight. For KGNU, I'm Kiara DeMari.